all today.
This is Free Talk Live as we kick off hour number two of the live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
A toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. That's, again, freetalklive.com. We're jumping right back into the phone calls. We still have to talk about the California cell phone ban. Get you some more details on it. We touched on it at the very end of hour one. That's coming up. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones first, though, and talk to Chris in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, hey, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to bring up a couple points about 9/11, Towers 1 and 2.
Okay.
The fact is that there were a lot of vacancies in there, and the Port Authority was actually losing money on the two buildings. Second point is they had
the Port Authority owned those buildings?
They ran the buildings, yes.
Well, what about the Silverstein guy that
he leased them.
He leased them.
Oh, okay.
So how, one and two, he leased them.
He leased the entire buildings?
Yes. He signed a 99-year lease for the whole complex.
He leased Building 7?
He owned Building 7, but the other complex, buildings in the complex he was leasing.
So how was the Port Authority losing money if he leased the entire Building 1 and the entire Building 2?
Because they were the ones that had to maintain it. They had to supply electricity. They had to supply oxygen.
So what difference would vacancies make if he leased the entire building to them?
Pardon me?
What difference would vacancies make to him, to them, the Port Authority?
Because they were losing money. The overall money that they were spending to maintain them, it wasn't getting back.
Why would they sign a Why would they sign a lease with this guy if they knew they were going to lose? If they were going to lose money on the deal?
Okay, I see what your point is. Right.
Okay, but let's go ahead with your claims. I mean, we're just trying to poke holes. Go ahead with your claims.
Okay, yeah, I understand. Second thing is they had a asbestos abatement that they had to follow through with, which was going to cost over $1 billion.
So there's asbestos in the buildings? They were built in the 60s. Buildings were built with
asbestos? Oh, yeah, all the steel was insulated with asbestos.
Okay.
And that was one of the things that they said. That
so they had to get rid of it all?
Yes, they did.
Generally,
asbestos is okay.
It's okay as long as you don't do anything with it.
Well, it was falling off. They
it was falling off of what?
Off the steel.
Okay.
The steel
that
it
was
no
insulating.
Steel. Well, there's steel in the building, but there's stuff around the steel to protect it, like
that was the asbestos.
Now, why would you insulate the steel with asbestos? Wouldn't you insulate like the ceiling and the places where the air, you know, the conditioned air was pumped in? I mean, insulating like steel tubes and support beams doesn't make any sense, because who cares what temperature they are? What they care about is the temperature of
the rooms. Well, it was fireproofing. That's what it was.
Okay. By the way, this is the first time I've heard these claims about asbestos. But go ahead, sir.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that they have to spend all this money. I mean, it's what I'm saying is it's not the first time a New York landlord brought down his building.
So you're somebody who believes that Silverstein took the buildings down, or do you think the Port Authority did it?
Well, I think there was a whole group of people involved with it, starting with our government, down.
I can believe, I can understand the story. I'm not saying I believe them, but I can understand the story where a few Americans are involved in 9/11. But I really can't understand the story where you're talking about the people in the Port Authority, some of the leaders in the Port Authority, you know, just a whole bunch of people would have had to have been involved and thought it was okay to kill 3,000 people. If so, those people are nothing like me.
Well, they're not.
What kind of people
are they? They're unconscionable.
Apparently, they must be. I have a difficult time believing that that humans would say that that's okay.
So, were you listening last night, Chris, when we addressed some of these concerns?
Actually, no, I was not.
Okay, because we talked about this Silverstein, the claim that there was this insurance policy bought on the building, and he stood to benefit by taking it out, et cetera. And, of course, that not even looking at the fact that why would he admit to being involved in this on videotape. I mean, he supposedly admitted to pulling Building 7, which now we know means that he wanted to pull the firemen out.
Which really amounts to, like, the Scooby-Doo endings where it's, you know, those darn kids, I'd have got away with it if they hadn't have caught me saying I'll pull Building 7.
But despite that, actually the fact is, He insured the buildings for $3.5 billion. And as a matter of fact, it's going to cost him more than that to actually do all of the cleanup work and everything like that. So really, if he had known that there was going to be a terrorist attack that he could make some, that he could bank off of his insurance policies on, he would have bought a higher level insurance policy.
Where does
in fact,
it say that he's
hold on,
cost
hold
him
on,
more
you
money.
Can ask your question in a moment.
Okay.
In fact, when he was looking at his policy options, he wanted to buy a $1.5 billion insurance policy. Why? Because who the hell wants to buy the most, you know, the most expensive one? The insurance company was pushing for an over $7 billion policy. They met or $5 billion. $5 billion. They met in the middle at 3.5. So if he had been in on this scam, this big plot, then why wouldn't he have bought more insurance?
Well, first of all, when he filed his claim, he filed it twice because he said it was two separate acts of terrorism. So he claimed $3.5 billion on each building. So that's $7 billion.
Okay.
Did they reward him for that?
I'm not sure what he got. I don't think he got the full amount. I can't
imagine that he would.
And don't you think that the insurance company would be Johnny on the spot investigating these claims? Don't you think the insurance company would be out there checking the claims as far as, oh, there's bombs that blew up? I mean, are you somebody that subscribes to the bomb theory?
Yes, I am.
How'd they get the controlled demolition team in there for the month time that they would need to set those to set that building up for destruction? And how did they
do
it?
Well, from 1996 to 2000, the entire World Trade Complex had a new security system set up, which involved workmen in the buildings.
What?
At all
Are
times.
You telling me that they set bombs in the late 1990s to destroy
yes.
the World Trade Center?
Yes.
Totally paranoid.
Well, now, you would
and
have
there
his
was
insurance
power down.
Policy then.
He
there
didn't
were...
have his insurance policy then. I mean, this is such a long time. You're telling me they spent 10 years plotting the destructions of these buildings?
And if this is an attempt to bilk the insurance companies, I'm sure, have investigators there on the spot.
That's what
they
I'm saying.
They'd be able to say, hey, these buildings, no doubt about it, were blown up by bombs.
Yep.
They weren't blown up by airplanes flying into them.
Controlled demolition.
And if they wanted to blow the buildings up by bombs, they could do it and just blame it on terrorists. Why would they have to fly airplanes
in? Yeah, why the spectacle? I mean, the bomb would be enough of a spectacle. Just the destruction of those buildings in the middle of New York City right in the 8 o'clock in the morning would have been enough.
How about this for a conspiracy?
Okay.
This makes a lot more sense to me. Now, this is if I believed in a conspiracy, and I don't. I'm just going to go ahead and say I believe in the Arab bombers or the Arab terrorists.
I won't take that claim. I don't believe any of it.
But let's say for a second that these guys, who at Osama bin Laden was on the CIA payroll at one point,
allegedly at this point. Now.
Let's say that in fact. The CIA, for whatever reason, let's call it something similar to the burning of the Reichstag in Germany. They wanted to do something terrible in the United States so they could crack down on our freedoms. They hired 13 whatever terrorists in order to hijack planes and then do this. And then everything that happened after that is as they say it is. The airplanes fell in the buildings fell down. I mean, doesn't that make a lot more sense that just a few operatives in the CIA would be involved in this plot and maybe some people in the very upper echelons of our government?
Well, I think the plot is more widespread than just a couple people. It has to be.
Okay.
If you look at the Manhattan Project, 10,000 people were involved in that, and that was kept secret for over 4 years.
Ooh, 4 years. Well, it's been 5 years now.
And
yeah,
now you can find out everything there is to know about it.
Well, it's starting to come out now.
Nothing's come out. There's just been a bunch of allegations.
The Manhattan Project, you say.
Oh, the Manhattan Project? Or
no, 9/11? I'm talking about the World Trade Center.
Yeah, nothing's come out, sir. It's just a bunch of allegations by a bunch of paranoid kooks. And I'm telling you, I've looked at them both.
These people are scholars. They're
Ooh,
not kooks.
So
they,
what? Anybody can get a PhD or a doctorate. And there's all kinds of crazy kook doctors out there, too.
Well,
go
to become
ahead.
A doctor, you have to have some type of critical thinking.
I don't know about that. I really don't know. Just because you can critically think in one area doesn't mean you won't shut your mind off in other ones. I've seen all kinds of doctors making claims about products and things like that that are just nutso.
And I can claim to be a doctor on the Internet without any problem at all. I mean, all you have to do is check our website tonight, and I'll be Dr. Mark.
Here's what I want you to do, Chris. Here's what I want you to do. Because you've done enough research so far, there's more. I'd like you to go to 911myths.com, 911myths.com, and also loosechangeguide.com. Dig through those sites, research what those sites have to say, and then come back and let us know what you have. You already have, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Because I've looked at it all, and it's just all questionable to me. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com, or there's a little entry box right there on the top of our website at freetalklive.com. So either way works. Get you on the list, and you'll be clued in when you need to know something. Updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? Or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So we just got off the phone with Chris in New Jersey, and he was on the line with all kinds of his information about the theory, the conspiracy theory about 9/11, or the 9/11 truth movement, as they're calling it today.
Any of those is fine. I don't know if it's obviously they don't have haven't cornered truth because they don't know what the answer is.
It seems to me that that what these people are doing is they have a hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
They have the idea in their heads that so-and-so is behind this or whatever it is that their own theory is, because they differ depending on who you talk to. I mean, some people believe that there was hologrammatic airplanes that flew into the building. Some people believe there was pod airplanes that flew in. I mean, there's all kinds of just wacky conspiracies out there. So they all believe different things. And we talked to Chris about a few of the different aspects. And at the very end of the call, I said, Chris, you've done we know you've done research. They all love to claim about how they've done so much research on their own. Well, in that case, I invited him to go to both loosechangeguide.com and 911myths.com and do some more research there. And he claimed that he'd already done that. And I don't understand how you could have gone to those websites and read that information there and come away still believing that they're the story that you believed before you went to those websites.
Well, you're thoroughly married to your story. That's how. It's the same way you can still...
Well, they're not doing research.
It's then. The same way you can still vote Republican after the Republicans have told us that they're going to make smaller government and have grown it to twice its size in the last 8 years, since they've been in... Or last 6 years since
they've
been in control.
See no evil, speak no evil.
You know, you'll just believe anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a point I would like to make on this is he said that he felt like the conspiracy was wide and sweeping, and he cited the Manhattan
Insane.
Project as a as an example of that. But... Now, if Mr. Silverstein, according to him, the renter of the two buildings and the owner of Building 7, if he, in fact, when he slipped up, quote-unquote, and said that he to pull it in regards to Building 7
yeah.
or in regards to the firefighters who were in Building 7, we're not sure, if he did, in fact, slip up, this conspiracy would have to be so wide and sweeping. Imagine, every cop in New York would have to be in on it.
Why?
Well, because they could arrest him, right?
For being
blowing,
part of
for murder and 3,000 counts of murder. He should be arrested for this. Every state's attorney in New York City would have to be. I mean, why?
Everyone in the insurance company.
It's not like there's and everybody who's on the teams down there right now, still at the 9/11 site. There's still people there all the time. I mean, they could still do testing and find out whether these buildings were blown up by bombs.
And as we determined this week, there were different insurers on those buildings. So there's not just one insurance company to buy out
right.
or to bribe out or whatever. There's a whole bunch of them. And they all have an interest to ensure that what really happened to those buildings really happened to those buildings.
And if... I just can't.
You got to get all them in on
I
it.
I can't believe that government's that efficient that they can actually get that many people on board for one story.
This is the same government that can't keep drugs out of its own prisons and can't keep lip balm out of planes.
I mean, Bill Clinton couldn't have oral sex in the Oval Office without it being all over the place. Somebody stands to benefit by bringing this story to light. The Democrats stand to benefit by bringing the story to light. Why aren't they? Why wouldn't they investigate it? And I would imagine it's because the evidence is really not that good.
No, it's really not. And if you actually had, if you are somebody that has believed the 9/11 truth movement up until this point, and you actually go and read these websites that debunk these myths, that should be all you need to really realize that you've been led off a cliff by people that haven't done research. The people in the truth movement, they haven't done really good research, at least as far as Loose Change is concerned. That movie was slapped together. It was made very persuasively, edited very well. The production value was super. I mean, it's a persuasive film to watch. But when you actually dig into the details, you'll find out that you've been scammed. And if you don't read loosechangeguide.com and feel like you've been snookered, then you are one of these people drinking the Kool-Aid,
well,
my man.
I can see the argument to that. The argument to that is Well, if loose change was thrown together and there's, they could punch holes in that, you could punch holes in loose change guide.
I suppose you could, but unlike loose change the video, the loose change guide has a lot of documentation. Real information, not based on crack. The only documentation Loose Change Movie has is citations from individuals. And when you actually dig into who those individuals are, you find out that they're people with total lack of credibility.
Well,
total kooks.
I think that one thing that we can all agree on, though, is that the result of 9/11 has been a diminishment in our freedoms.
Absolutely.
Now, if you're a person that believes that the terrorists hate us for our freedoms, they hate Western culture, they hate Coca-Cola, they hate Britney Spears, if you're one of those people, then it would seem to me that you couldn't side with the government in this, in that actually our freedoms have been diminished.
By the government.
By the government.
That's true. I think it's important.
So the terrorists won.
I think it's important that we move into the future. I mean, for some reason we've been just getting call after call on this 9/11 thing, and I don't know why.
Well, it's relatively recent after the anniversary of 9/11. It's only been 5 days.
Good point. So yes, it's important to point out that regardless of what happened, regardless of what the true story is, those buildings came down and it was used as an excuse to crack down on liberty in America. On Free Talk Live, our job is to help spread the message about liberty and do an entertaining talk show at the same time, and hopefully help move this country back towards liberty. All the 9/11 truthers are doing is digging up dirt and doing research and spouting off. They're not doing anything to advance freedom in America. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Krister in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, Porcupine.
Hey, sir.
Yeah, I got this update on the election here.
Oh, yes, the Swedish election where the Pirate Party was making its first appearance. What happened?
No, we're not there yet. We have election day is Sunday tomorrow. But,
okay. So what's going on?
Polls and all the statistics, they don't show that the Pirate Party actually will get into office, but we believe it. And
the polls aren't showing it, but you believe that the Pirate Party is going to come through?
Yeah, most people do, because they have a strange way of making the polls here. They call people with a landline telephone only.
Oh. So only a bunch of old people that haven't moved into the 21st century and gotten a cell phone are going to be responding.
And, you know, that's not really that strange. That's generally how polls are done. Landline phones.
That's how they do it here.
That's how it's done here in America.
That's because cell phone numbers aren't listed in America. So they can only really get numbers for landlines.
Thank goodness. I'd hate to get a bunch of calls that would cost me money asking me these political questions on my cell phone.
So essentially, Krister, you're saying that there could be a bit of a shock, a bit of a surprise coming for Sweden. And it wouldn't surprise me. This has happened before. It happened here in America with Jesse Ventura when he was on the ballot. He mobilized younger voters. He got them out there to cast their vote for him. And you know what? Let us know what happens. We appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Jorge's on the line. He wants to talk conspiracy. This is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. So take control of the airwaves.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, so take advantage of the live streams that we've got. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them on the house. freetalklive.com. We're going straight to the phones to the fun. Let's talk to Jorge in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Hey, yeah. Jorge, what's going on?
Yes, I'm listening to you guys because they're so great. I would like to talk about the conspiracy theories.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
I don't think you've ever chimed in on this one before.
Oh, yes, I believe them. Yes, I do.
Why?
Why? Well, because I think it is true. But since you two know it, I don't have all the answers, I would like to just ask you some questions.
I didn't say I had all the answers at all.
But you can ask any questions you want.
But you're welcome to ask questions.
Yes, explain to us kooks, you know, who do believe that the towers were taken down by aliens, you know, what really happened.
By aliens?
What?
You said the towers were taken down by aliens?
Yes.
You know, that's actually just about as plausible as some of the
other
things.
I'm just kidding. But, some of my questions was, what happened to the jumbo jet that crashed into the octagon? Did it disappear?
No. There was a lot of parts and stuff.
Okay. Not the parts.
Yeah.
What about the jumbo jet that crashed into the ground? Did it disappear too?
No,
they found the pieces of that.
Yeah.
They found that too?
Yeah.
You two found them? No one else did? Just you two? Well, maybe you should let the rest of the public in on it.
What are you talking about,
man? That airplane, that 93 that crashed into the ground in Pennsylvania, they found it over a 3-mile area, I believe.
Yes, you were the only two, but that is okay. And what about the aliens in Area 51?
What about
him? No comment, sir. We've been paid off by the government on that one.
I think all right, fellas, I'll let you go.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9239. He had a call coming in or something. Let's go to the other. This one's not Jorge, but it's George in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
What's up, guys?
Hello, sir.
Conspiracy theory fight night on Free Talk Live.
Apparently so. We didn't ask for it, but go ahead. What's up?
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking, you guys are talking about how buildings have, how they could get their explosives in. Well, it's not like they actually have security, like even remotely, like the airports at the building there. So they could probably sneak it in and disguise it in some equipment, like, say, for example, put a bunch of C4 inside a copy machine, for example. And be like, this piece of crap doesn't work. When are we going to replace it? Never knowing.
You're going to need a little bit more than a copy machine's worth of C4
and,
to take down the World Trade Center.
I'm just joking around for that, for example. But here's how a government here's how the government could do it. I'm not going to mention 9/11 here because I don't know all the facts. And while I don't believe the official story, like you, I don't believe entirely the conspiracy theory.
All right.
If the government was going to do a terrorist attack, like on the airport, let's say, for example, they wanted to bring down an airliner using terrorist bombs.
Okay.
They don't need an entire agency to do that. I could, for example, get a bomb on the plane just by getting it passed through security at the screener myself.
Because
you're
a TSA agent.
TSA. Yeah, you don't need the entire TSA. All you need is this one person willing to get the bomb through security, hand it off to the terrorist, say assalamu alaikum, and pretty much the plane goes down, and people think, well, maybe someone, the government was.
What were the magic words? Assalamu what?
Assalamu alaikum.
Whatever they say, like assalamu alaikum or whatever they say.
Abracadabra.
Something like that, whatever,
yeah.
Like see you in hell.
Right.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying. And then you could say, people like, oh, the government did it, the government did it. And they'd only be half right. It will only take one person in that government agency. It doesn't take the entire agency.
Well, I think Mark made a great point about how, you know, it's possible. Whether it's probable or not, I don't know, but it's possible that it could have been done by a, you know, an elite group of a very small amount of people, and that's essentially what you're saying here. But these conspiracy theorists are out there claiming that this is a grand conspiracy. There's people involved at every level, from the man on the ground to the man up in the air, and the elites and the ground troops, and everyone's involved, and that's just insane. And there's just no chance.
All it takes is a few people that are high up enough that they have the authority to use their agency's powers, and they can do stuff behind the backs of their coworkers, and the rest would never know it.
And either way, I mean, even if that's, and that's, this is all speculation. Even if that's the case, it's very unlikely that information is going to come out. And even if it does come out, you know, later on down the line, all those people are no longer going to be in office anymore, and all the terrible policies that they brought about as a result, all of this security and this police state that we're dealing with now, it's still going to be in effect. It won't matter if they bring them up on charges. It won't rescind all of the bad laws that have been passed. It'll just maybe bring some justice to a few people. But even then, that's unlikely, because you're talking about people who are the elites of the elite. These guys aren't going to face any trouble. George, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. Nobody's going to get these people in trouble, even if this information does come out and it's reliable. Do you think?
No. I just don't see what the point is.
If they could pull the if these guys could pull the strings to destroy the World Trade Centers and get away with it, as they apparently have, if that's what you believe happened, if they're that powerful, you actually think that some piddly little prosecutor is going to be able to bring charges against them? And again, that brings me back to a question that I've always asked. Even before the September 11th thing, with all the people out there talking about the NWO and the Masons and the Illuminati and the big conspiracy, etc. I mean, there's been conspiracy theories long before 9/11, of course. And I've always asked the question, and I've never had a satisfactory answer, why is it that the people who are outing the conspiracy theories, like the radio talk show hosts that do nothing but conspiracy monger, why are they allowed to remain alive? I mean, seriously, Mark, if I'm a plotting, evil, elite member of the Illuminati Masonic Order, and I'm in a back room meeting with my other elites, and we're talking about the next act of terrorism we're going to undertake against the world, against America, and one of my underlings comes to me and says, Ian, look, look, there's this radio talk show host out there. In fact, there's
exposing all of our deceptions.
There's five of them out there. There's five radio talk, because there's a bunch of them. There's more than one, and they all have their following. These guys are out there. They're growing in popularity. They're selling videos, and they're exposing the secret order of the NWO. Something must be done about it. I would say, yeah. Something must be done, because I'm elite, right? I mean, I've got billions of dollars. I'm one of the Rockefeller family, because they're claiming that these people are billionaires, right? They're the elites of the elite. I've got all kinds of wealth at my disposal.
It'd be nothing to send a guy out in a black suit with a sniper rifle to just smoke you on the streets.
Right. I could...
Some guys to pull up next to your house in a white van, club you over the head.
Yep.
Drag you in.
Because the guys that are doing these radio shows aren't hard to find.
No.
They could, it's not like they're hiding out or anything like that. They're doing public appearances.
These aren't the most popular radio shows in America either. They aren't Rush Limbaugh. So they don't have an extraordinary amount of money to be able to protect themselves with bodyguards and that kind of thing. So,
and even if they had bodyguards, I've got way more money than Rush Limbaugh does. Even if it was Rush Limbaugh who tomorrow all of a sudden turned into a conspiracy theorist, I'd take him out too.
Yeah, it wouldn't be
and you
that
know
difficult.
Why I do it? You know why? Because I would want to strike fear into the hearts of all those people that were believing the things that those conspiracy mongers were saying. Because if all of a sudden, within 1 week's time, all of their favorite talk show hosts were taken out, then it would, of course, validate their conspiracies and everything, but what would they do about it?
Right.
What would they do? Start their own talk show?
It's not like the internet where it's just anonymous people all over posting whatever they want about 9/11. These talk show hosts are, in a lot of ways, driving this, which, you know.
Yes, they are.
As far as I'm concerned, if you're servicing a market, fine and dandy.
If you want to drive sales of a video, great. Good for you. Congratulations. Yep. So do you see what I'm saying? See, if I was one of these elites that was supposedly out there, I would be doing everything I possibly could within my means to protect my power. In fact, the conspiracy theorists have even talked about parts of the conspiracy that involve silencing people, but yet they themselves are never silenced. So that means that they're either part of the conspiracy or there is no conspiracy. If they're part of the conspiracy, then that's a really crazy area to explore.
Well, since we're talking out against the conspiracy, what part are we?
I don't know. But we should be silenced, too. 800.
Color me cynical about the whole thing.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. Those talk show hosts would have been dead a decade ago. They've been around way too long. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Show's Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like what we're doing here on the show, then we ask for your simple vote. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to go this month, it's just a once-a-month sort of thing that we ask that you do for us, because those of you that have voted for us have been responsible directly for propelling us into the third slot, the number three podcast in the world, because of you guys who gone and voted so far this month. Now, it's good to be number three, but we've been number one before, and we can do it again with your help if you go to vote.freetalklive.com. Now, why? Well, the point is, if we are in the top ten, as we are, then we are going to get more listeners, because people are going to see the top ten list. They're going to say, oh, must be in the top ten for a reason. I'll give them a listen. And if you're number one, then you're going to get even more listeners than you would if we're number three right
sure,
now.
Sure, who wants to listen to number three? You want to listen to number one.
So, we would appreciate your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Jason in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Jason in New Hampshire.
Hello.
Hello, Jason. You're on Free Talk Live. What's up?
Thanks, guys. Well,
thank you.
I've called in a couple times before, and I'm calling, listening again from Second Life, which we've talked a little bit about on your show before.
That's right. It's an interactive world, a 3D world for people to go into and socially network, meet people, kind of fly around and do things. It's very neat.
Exactly, and we are having a big mixed reality party this evening, actually.
Mixed reality.
Yes, well, it's mixed because we have both a party going on in Second Life, the virtual space.
Mm-hmm.
We also have two different locations in New Hampshire, simultaneous real-life parties, and also a group in Minneapolis that's also gathered. And all of these separate real-life groups are people are logged in and also attending the virtual party. So
neat. So there's different
mixed
locations of people in real life sitting basically, I guess, on computers logged into Second Life. So everybody from these different locations is all together in cyberspace in Second Life. So how many people? What's our peak so far tonight? I think
it's hard to gather. It's hard to gather because people are spread out and it's sensory overload almost, looking at all the stuff that's going on here. We have people running around with First 1000 space ships. We have porcupine avatars. We have Free Talk Live stuff going on. We're all listening to your show, so that's the common theme.
We can all
hear your show streaming into the space, and random people are showing up wondering what this is all going on, so we try our best to explain.
Were you promoting this somehow outside of the Free State Project and Free Talk Live listeners, or how else were you, alerting people that this was going on?
Well, primarily through discussion boards on the Free State Project forums and a couple other forums, and I've been reaching out to the libertarian group in mm-hmm. Second Life, as well as some other groups that were
but
already
are people
existing.
Just dropping in? I mean, how are people just randomly finding this? What are the ways
that
they're coming across it?
I honestly have been so busy answering with some of the people trying to figure out how to do things.
Right,
but
a bunch of new people. Yeah.
Right. But I think some of them were invited. Some of them just were basically you can fly through the area and you can see if there's something going on.
I see.
There's a map that you can look at, and it tells you where there's a concentration of avatars.
Of people, yes. Yeah,
and so people who are looking for something to do will often just go to the map, see where there's a concentration, and then just sort of teleport there and show up.
Neat. So just on a rough estimate, I mean, how many different people do you think have passed through in the past 2 hours at this point?
Oh, we probably have 50 or so.
That's pretty significant.
We probably have 25 that are here right now.
That's fantastic.
Something like that.
You know what I think I might do is I might just drop in here during the next news break and see, check it out for myself. And I think I'll show Mark, because I don't think Mark has actually seen the inside of Second Life at this point.
Briefly.
That would be great. And
very good.
You know, my screen name is Ray Bach, and anybody who wants to come in to Second Life. And I also just want to say that this is not just a one-time event. So if
there's people in there listening to the show, essentially it's kind of like a virtual chat room almost in a way, but much more. There's people in there every single night listening, right?
Yes.
Way
we've
cool.
had a good response now. It's kind of gotten momentum now, so
and the way to find it is to search, once you get the game installed, Second Life, I think it's secondlife.com, you search for Free State and you'll find the Free State Project area, and that's where you go to.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Jason. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's really neat, Mark. There's like, essentially, the guy who is running this little section, there's this whole world, and everybody can buy property, virtual property. So he bought a chunk of property and basically built this structure, and you can actually build up in the sky too as well, and teleport from place to place. He's got three video screens in there that play pro freedom videos on it, and they can stream Free Talk Live in there, so people can listen. It's really neat.
Well, and you get a little character.
It's called an avatar.
Okay, mm-hmm. An avatar, and you can make that avatar look like anything you want, right?
Pretty much.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah. Let's go to let's continue with the calls here and talk to Josh in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was wondering if either of you guys have ever tried LSD.
I've done it twice.
It probably about 10 times.
How was your guys' experience with it?
What about, we'll tell you, but you tell us first. Have you done it as well?
No, I was thinking about doing it.
Well, I mean, obviously do your research first. Go to arrowid.com,
right.
E-R-O-W-I-D, or actually arrowid.org, rather. And there's lots of good information there. But both of my experiences were very positive.
I'd say some of the scariest things that ever happened to me in my life happened to me while I was tripping.
So there you go. That's a nice little balance, huh?
Yes, yeah.
I think that really what you need to do is look at yourself before you do anything of a psychedelic nature like that.
Right.
Have you had experience with drugs in the past?
I've tried pot before. That was about it.
Have you just tried pot, or have you done a decent amount of pot? I mean,
about a few years ago, I did it a bunch, and then I kind of stopped.
But... Are you a depressive person? Do you have any mental anxiety or problems that persist in your life?
Not that I'm aware of.
Because the reason I ask is psychedelics like LSD are really going to take any sort of emotions that you have, possibly, and they can really amplify them. So if you're in a terrifying place, and I know that in a few of your encounters, Mark, you weren't exactly in a safe location necessarily.
Yeah, I don't know what made me want to take it at the time. I think I was just some dumb kid.
I don't want to make it sound like I'm encouraging people here. What I'm doing is I'm giving realistic information for the purposes of harm reduction. If you're really considering doing this, there's some serious things you need to look at. And the first thing you need to look at is set and setting. There is nothing more critical to having a positive experience than set and setting, and more critical than having a negative experience. If you're in a place that's unfamiliar, if you're around people that are unfamiliar, you're going to probably have a really bad time. On the contrary, if you're in a place that's secure, that somewhere where you feel safe, if you're with people that you trust, and make sure you're always with somebody else, preferably, if it's going to be your first time, preferably with a sitter, as they call them, someone who is not going to be taking that particular product, someone who could, if there was an emergency or if something was happening, be able to be there for you and take care of you in that case. But if you're in a safe place, if you're in a comfortable setting, and there's no chance that you're going to be encountering like the police or something like that, then you know, do your research. And at that point, I think it's probably pretty safe for you to go through with it.
You know, and I'd have to recommend stick with the pot. I just don't think it's that. I don't think that life's any better having done LSD.
I got to say, it's a very life-changing, eye-opening experience. In fact, there's people like Steve Jobs from Apple Computer. He actually asks on job applications, as I understand it, if applicants have done LSD, because it's to him, I think it's important in shifting perspective and that sort of thing. So you're going to hear different opinions. You're going to hear people say that it makes people crazy and it makes you want to get out a hunting bow and start shooting people. And there's all kinds of crazy scare stories out there. But honestly, unless you are a psycho personality in the first place, that sort of thing's not going to happen to you, which is why I say if there's any chance that you have some sort of, you know, brain damage or you're just messed up in the head, don't even consider doing something like LSD.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Be safe, okay? Mm-hmm. Thanks. 800-259-9231. I'm realistic, Mark. I know people are going to do these things.
So they may or they may not. My recommendation is don't.
Well, another good reason not to is because it's illegal, and therefore it's part of the black market, and therefore you don't know what you're putting in your body necessarily. You may be thinking you're doing LSD when in fact you've actually dosed on what they call DOB, which instead of LSD, which is a 5-6 hour long trip, DOB is going to last you 24 hours. So if you're thinking you're going to get into a 6 hour long trip and then all of a sudden it's, you know, the next day and you're still going strong, you may not know what to expect, especially if it's your first time. And again, it's questionable. So be safe, do your research, and be around people that are totally sober to be extra safe. More on the way. Hour 3 coming up. Did I give somebody bad advice? You tell me what you think. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking